Rivera was caught in January 2016. Dillingham police had gathered intel that he was in town and selling heroin out of the Wallona house on Nurka Loop. They sent a confidential informant in to make a buy, then obtained a warrant to enter and search the house. Police turned up 12.5 grams of black tar heroin, hidden where their informant said it would be, and a lot of cash, as Chief Dan Pascarello explained at the time.
We seized $18,981. It's actually over $19,000. We didn't count the change, which was in quarters, dimes, nickels, and probably came from some child's piggy bank.
Rivera was booked on 2 felony drug dealing charges and ordered held on $50,000 bail. He and his attorney fought hard to get the evidence against him tossed, suggesting various problems with the way DPD conducted its controlled buy and search. In one of her last rulings from the bench, former Superior Court Judge Pat Douglas found in the state's favor and kept the evidence in. That teed up negotiations for a plea deal. Rivera took 6 years and pleaded to 1 count of attempted heroin distribution. The always feisty Whitney Power was his court-appointed attorney, but it changed her tune a bit by Tuesday.
The facts of this case presented a difficult defense, and so I do think that the state's been fairly fair with Mr. Rivera in this case, considering who he is.
Who he is a 5-time convicted felon, which pushed his presumptive jail time higher than what the state felt was appropriate in this case. Assistant District Attorney Dan Doty says he consulted with DPD and with the Department of Corrections, who know Rivera quite well by now, before crafting this agreement.
Everyone was in agreement that this is actually probably a more fair sentence for Mr. Rivera's conduct than the 13 to 20 years that he was looking at based on his felony history.
Rivera's record includes other drug possession and dealing convictions, as well as theft and mischief and other crimes Doty described as bad decision-making but not violent. When Judge Gregory Miller asked Rivera if he had anything to say, the 38-year-old uncorked for a full 8 minutes about his drug addiction and why he says behind bars is really not a good place for him to be.
I can go back to jail right now and get any drug I want in a second, and I can use it any way I want. I can shoot it. I can smoke it. I can do whatever. It's all available, and it's like that in all prisons. You don't get help there. You don't get better in jail.
Even though law enforcement describes Rivera as a remorseless career criminal, he blamed his stealing heroin to Dillingham residents and other past crimes on his addiction. He told the judge it would be smarter to send him to a residential treatment facility first, where he can kick his habit and build a positive support network before going back among the inmate population who he claims pressures prisoners to keep using.
This next 6 years of my life is a waste of time. I'm not maturing. I'm not getting any better. I'm telling you, I'm going to be worse, if anything, when I get out in 4 years. I know nothing can change that. I have to pay for what I do, but I'm just telling you that. I'm just saying that jail doesn't help addicts.
When his 8-minute-long rant was complete, Judge Miller said he was somewhat sympathetic to Rivera's gripes about the system, but told him the buck eventually had to stop with himself.
You might not have the control over your life that you want and we want you to have, but it is ultimately your decision when you quit and move forward with your life. You got an awful lot of strikes against you. I get it, but you'll be back for longer sentences if you don't make that turn in the road.
Rivera has remained in custody since his arrest on January 9th. He was ordered to immediately begin the remainder of his 6-year sentence following the hearing Tuesday. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.